This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm Bobby Finger.
And I'm Lindsay Weber. Our podcast, Who Weekly, is everything you need to know about the celebrities you don't. Think of us as your cheat code to People Magazine, your glossary for Hollywood, a shortcut to understanding pop culture at large.
For the past 8 years, Who Weekly has been telling listeners everything they need to know about the celebrities they don't.
Who Weekly airs twice weekly with brand new episodes on Tuesdays and Fridays. Listen and follow Who Weekly, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
So what do you say to try and make your job sound more exciting than it really is? And admittedly, doing what we do is fun and it's exciting and it's interesting on most days.
It's a cool job. Some days it feels like a job, but it's a cool job.
But I had to go and speak in front of a classroom of very young kids, right? And I just don't know that they understand radio anymore. And I didn't want to just say, oh, I do a morning show. And they'd all look at me like, you know, I was an alien.
And the big one on TikTok?
Right, exactly. So I was, when I introduced myself, I was like, we have a podcast and we stream. And they were all like, that is so cool. Wow, awesome. Do you like play video games on your stream? And I was like, well, you know, we talk, you know, it's like a reality show, but it's a stream and it's a podcast.
So you lied to 8 year olds to make yourself seem cooler.
And one of the kids actually said, oh, we hear you on the radio. Did you know you're on the radio, too? And I'm like, yes, I do know that. I do know that.
You called yourself a streamer. Like you're Kai Cenat.
We're streamers and podcasters, Dan. It's new media is what we are. So 617-655-1234. Do you do something like that with your job when somebody asks you just because, you know, you want to make it seem a little bit more exciting than it might actually be every day? Kim is from Haverhill. Hey, Kim, good morning.
Hi, Carson.
How do you, as Dan says, zhuzh up your job to make it sound more than it is?
Well, I say I'm an attorney because I really am, but I work in human resources as a compensation and benefits director at a university.
But you have a law degree?
Yeah, sure. I pass the bar and am active, but I don't really practice as an attorney at a university. But everybody is more interested in the attorney aspect of.
Sure. Absolutely. Yeah. If you say you're an HR executive, go, oh, great. Cool.
Yeah.
They make a lot of TV shows about lawyers and make no shows about HR executives.
Exactly.
Oh, that's pretty good. That's pretty good. Thanks for calling in, Kim. We appreciate that.
Sure.
All right.
Take care.
Bye. All right. Bye-bye. All right. Amelia's from Reading. Good morning, Amelia.
Hi. Good morning.
Okay. So what do you do to make your job sound like it's more interesting than it really is?
It's kind of the reverse. Instead of more interesting, sort of like to get less questions and things like that, I'm the pastor of a church.
Okay.
And especially like if you're on a plane and someone asks you what you do, and they'll start asking a lot of questions about religion and things like that. So to avoid that, I say, oh, I manage a nonprofit.
Oh, so you do the opposite. You're trying to not
exactly.
Tell, not exactly, yeah. Let off, because you just want to take a nap on the plane.
Yeah.
I do the same thing with our job to make it sound less cool, actually.
Do you?
If I don't want to have to answer a bunch of follow-up questions, I just say, I'm in communications.
Yeah, I've done that before.
Yeah.
Usually at doctor's appointments and things like that where I don't know the person.
What made you choose manages a nonprofit?
Because I find that is essentially what I do on a weekly basis. Like, yes, I preach, and yes, I visit people in the hospital, and a lot of things that you typically think of with a pastor, but I'd say there's just a lot of, I'm the solo pastor at my church, so it's a lot more administrative and
right.
A lot of communication things and managing volunteers and delegating work. And I think it describes my job actually a lot more accurately in some ways. And it's a little bit more relatable and it's a little bit more vague. So it could be anything. And
right.
If you manage a nonprofit.
That's super cool. Amelia, what is the name of the church where you're a pastor?
It's First Congregational Church of Reading, United Church of Christ.
Very cool. All right. Thanks for calling in. We appreciate that.
Of course.
I've seen this happen. One of my close friends, JD's the pastor of our church.
Yep.
And I see this all the time. Like, he just, you're a pastor, you can't unplug. And you can't just say, oh, then somebody asks you, what do you do? I'm a pastor. Hey, can we talk about the deeper meanings of life? And he's, you know, like trying to get a coffee at Dunk's.
Yeah, like, I'd rather talk about the Red Sox game from last night, but whatever you want to do. We got a good one from the 603.
Okay.
I like to tell people that I'm a professional chauffeur for minors, but really I'm just a school bus driver.
Dan, I just can't stop thinking about what you said. Law and order, HR.
Trouble in your workplace? Is Jeff getting handsy in the break room? HR. Dun dun.
Dun dun. All right, it's Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.